Been one of the longest fiascos on Triple M. Ditz building a gym that was going to be a man cave, ended up being a gym. Yeah. He took him probably 12 months to do a 3-week renovation to get it open. He finally got it open. We managed to prank him into getting some gear from the Australian Gym Equipment.
A 10K voucher. What we'd want in exchange is some Instagram videos and socials of you actually using it, if that's something you can offer.
Yeah, for sure.
He swallowed that
hook. Have you not milked enough out of this gym or not?
That hook. We took him to the vet to get the hook out of his mouth, and then he opened up the gym.
Yep.
He had one session at Anytime Fitness.
Yep.
And then he claims that the door jammed. Got jammed.
The door on it's broken. Oh. We can't open the door.
Oh, no.
What an excuse.
It's stuck.
I'd love to go in there and try. But I can't get in there.
The big sliding door. Kate can't open it.
He was silly enough to release information that a man dropped a business card into his letterbox a couple of days ago saying, I fix doors. Mm. And his name is Gerard, and he joins us now. G'day, Gerard.
Morning, Roo.
So you went to fix Ditz's gym. How hard was it to fix?
Wasn't that Roo, it was just a corkscrew stuck in a track to the doors.
So it opened up easily, did it? What was the gym actually like?
It's actually quite nice in there.
Yeah.
A lot of mirrors, very small set of weights, look more suitable for a teenager than an adult.
Oh, it's far out.
The gym gear looks like it hardly been used.
Yeah, no, well, that's right. It's been a lot of
blood, sweat, and tears.
What else was in there?
It's got a little kitchen with a microwave. I opened that up and found a melted Port Adelaide membership in there.
Oh, that is unbelievable.
This is unfair.
What else happened in there?
He wanted me to put up a small TV.
Yeah.
Yep.
And hook up an old video recorder.
Right. Yeah. What was that for?
I thought that was a bit weird, but after all, he's paying the bill.
Yep.
Since he wasn't there, chucked on an old videotape, which is always a bit risky.
Yeah.
But once I press play, pop some footage of Ditz playing against some old Pakistani boy.
Yeah. How was he going?
He's getting badly beaten.
Well, I need motivation to train.
Badly beaten.
I need to train, don't I?
Yeah.
I need motivation.
Yeah. What happened in the game, Jared?
This would have given him inspiration to train the way he was getting beaten. He lost it. He lost it and bit the ball in half.
What?
Yeah. Well, I needed a rest. I was getting a bit tired.
You bit the ball in half?
Yeah. Well, it was pretty hot in Karachi, you know.
So you cheated?
Yeah.
All right. What else was in there?
There were some floaties on the floor and a couple of books.
Couple of books? What were the books about?
How to learn to swim when middle-aged and overweight.
What was the other book?
It was by some of your relations, I think. The more you put in, the more you get out.
Yeah. All right. What was that about? Punting?
Horse racing.
Yeah. All right. Okay. That's not a bad book. What else was in there?
Lots of pictures of himself back in the day, action shots, a couple of shots of him holding a squash racket,
yeah.
A couple of pictures of him next to some winning horses, a picture of him and Lady Di.
What?
She didn't look too happy, but he did.
She didn't look too happy. Okay, all right. What else was on the walls?
There were some posters of the Beatles and Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Russell Ebert was up there.
Yeah.
Big poster of you, Roy.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, actually, there was quite a few of you,
right? Oh, okay. Well, all right. That'll inspire him. Yeah. Anything else in there?
The most interesting photo I saw was a picture of Ditz and some Port players.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what were they doing?
My Port players.
They look like they've been snow skiing.
They are not downhill skiers, all right?
Who was in the photo?
I couldn't tell. It looked like Todd Marshall.
No, it wasn't. Right, get off. Get off. Get off. That's the last job you ever do at my joint.
All right, Gerard. Thanks
go look for a new job.
I'll see you at my joint on Monday. All right, mate.
Can I just, is he coming around to your place? What's he fixing at your joint?
Just a couple of doors.
Hey, Gerard, as you know, doors are more expensive in Burnside.
Aren't they?
Just bump that invoice up a little bit.
What's the name of your business, Gerard, if you need a bit of business, mate?
It's a round 2 of property maintenance up in Handoff, mate.
What is it? Say it again.
Around
2 property maintenance.
Speak beautiful. Slower for Roo, if you could.
Around 2 of property maintenance. Beautiful. Good on you, mate. Thanks for calling in.
No problem, Slade. Have a good one.
See you, mate.
Oh, jeez.